Thank you, Stephanie. And thank you, Brenda and Kristen, for the music this morning. That was lovely. So I meant to count how many times Rhoda said alert or awake as she read scripture this morning. And because of that, I almost named my sermon Staying Awake, but I thought it might be a little too much. So to begin, I will simply echo our scripture's encouragement. Keep awake, like the child waiting for her parents to come home and relieve the babysitter. Keep awake. Like waiting to pull brownies out of the oven, stay alert. Like the security guard on third shift, stay awake. Like the babysitter, or like the church waiting for the day when all will be made well, stay woke. Let's pray to begin. Lord, in all of our questioning right now, it feels so easy just to give up being our faithful witness. May we be reminded today that we don't always know what you are doing in the world, but as we wait, you will strengthen us as we stay awake and keep alert for you. Amen. So I just want to begin by confessing something this morning. I have only ever done one all-nighter. That's right. In these many years of college, there's only been one time that I've stayed up for 24 hours. Even at my middle school birthday parties, sleepovers that I was hosting, I was usually one of the first ones to sleep. I am really bad at keeping awake and keeping watch. This solo all-nighter, of course, was at a youth group event. I wasn't much older than the middle schoolers I was supervising during their church lock-in, yet somehow I was one of the responsible human beings making sure these early teens didn't destroy the church or each other. From that night, if I could rephrase Mark's gospel this morning, in those days, the church will be darkened and the exit signs will be covered up. Then they will see middle schoolers running down the hallway with great glow sticks and Nerf swords. From the boys, learn this lesson. When glow sticks break open and put forth their chemicals all over the new hallway carpeting, you know that morning is near. Truly, I tell you, this night will not turn into morning until all these things have taken place and a few kids hide too well during the sardines game. Beware, keep alert. These days, our lives feel much like this youth ministry chaos. Nobody is quite sure what is happening. All the things are flying past. And as chaos ensues, we are simply asked to stay awake, be faithful to our calling, and remember the faithfulness of our God. Through the chaos of this year, more than any other, I think we can deeply feel the waiting that comes in the season of the church calendar. To see Jesus coming on the clouds, what a day of rejoicing that will be. To be vaccinated and be able to embrace with friends and family without a second thought, what a day of rejoicing that will be. To be able to celebrate with one another again, we long for and look forward to that day. But we are not there yet. We are in the midst, no, in the depths of the weightiness of this year. We've been waiting, and now it's Advent, and we are called to wait some more. We've been in the midst of chaos. We've been on alert more than ever this year. But here, the disciples and us are yet still asked to stay awake. And you guessed it. To wait. Unlike most of the year, though, Advent is not a passive waiting. This is a waiting during which we're giving testimony to wait, to what we wait for. But y'all, I don't know about you, but I am tired. All I want to do is follow the disciples' example, the example that almost immediately follows this morning's passage of urgency, in their scene in the Garden of Gethsemane, in chapter 14 of Mark. You'd see the disciples were also really bad at keeping awake and keeping watch. I want to go to sleep when I'm supposed to be praying and staying alert. I'm in good company, aren't I? But back to our passage for this morning. Jesus is predicting the fall of Jerusalem and goes on to talk of eschatology or the end times. Jesus calls the disciples to pay attention in this, to watch for deception, to watch out for themselves, to watch during the difficult days ahead. And in the face of environmental, political, social, and cosmic calamity, he calls his disciples to stay woke. It is as if there is the possibility that the disciples will miss that which should be seen and known. It is as if there is the possibility that 21st century disciples, these Christians, us, will miss that which should be seen and known. The disciples' tendency towards ignorance in the midst of divine activity is a dominant theme in Mark's gospel. They do not seem to recognize Jesus, though they still hold on and believe he is the Messiah. Despite their dull perception, Jesus urges them, stay alert and stay awake. In the midst of chaos, keep working. Keep taking steps to bring the kingdom of God to this earth. But like I said, after this year, we are tired, worn out, our patience and our faith worn thin. This year, as our church sits empty and we feel like our Jerusalem, our place of worship has been destroyed, we are mourning. Thankfully, we can count on the strength of our Lord to enable us to continue to work, even in our waiting and wondering. As 1 Corinthians reminds us, we have all that we need. We do not lack anything to get us through this season. This is a reminder I think we all need. I know I need, both for this present moment, but also as we press on while we wait for the ultimate return of Christ. So this morning, if I may, in my last message to you as your intern, I implore you to stay hopeful, to stay faithful, and cling to Jesus, even when faced with darkness comparable to that first Good Friday. Even when faced with the darkness of COVID, continue to do the work of loving with abandon. The sun may be darkened, the moon may not be giving light, life may feel dark and covered by depression, and glow sticks may be flying down the newly carpeted hallway. But Christ's peace and God's power is still there. Heaven and earth and traditions and coming to church for social time and hopefully, the Mennonite game will pass away. But the words of Jesus and the hope that Christ brings will always remain. When faced with a pandemic, even though we mourn the loss of so much in our church calendars, continue to be this church, the church that is radically there for one another, living out the very nature of church and reminding each other of the hope that we have in Christ. And just as the early church experienced again and again, God is at work, even in the midst of chaos. As we await the revelation of God's Son during this Advent, look for God's work. Be reminded of the gifts that God has given each one of us, gifts that bring us together to form the church. Like Corinth, we are called to be a body that remembers Christ's death and Christ's resurrection until he comes. Even in our groggy, half-asleep grumbles in this season of Advent, let us proclaim, along with Paul and the Corinthian church and all the generations of Christians before us, our Lord, come. In this lies our hope. Amen.